Every day at this time, we bring you dramatized stories of excitement, romance, and suspense from the files of interesting and fascinating people.
We present The Veil of Darkness, a story of violence and intrigue by Ron Evans.
I spent many hours locked in the cottage room with Maria and Joseph before the communist partisan leader, Popche, visited us. I managed to snatch a few hours' sleep, and when I awoke, it soon became plain that Maria and Joseph both appeared to be suffering from the shock created by the mock hanging they'd suffered earlier that morning. While Maria tried to maintain some semblance of her usual self-confidence, Joseph was in the throes of deep despair.
Well, my friend, Lieutenant Paul Save, how are you and your friends?
I've been impatiently waiting for you to wake up, Popchek.
Yes, that is understandable.
Are you going to release us now?
I thought about it, Lieutenant. I thought about it very deeply. When I fell asleep, I dreamt about it.
And?
Yes, I will let you go.
All of us?
I have also been thinking of this column of fugitives you want to save before they enter Rajak Pass and become trapped there by the SS. It would not look good on my record if it was in my power to save them and refused. Yes, you can all go. One of my clerks is making out safe conduct passes for your journey through my territory.
Thank you, Popchek.
Remember my earlier warning to you, Lieutenant. Do not allow yourself to fall into the hands of that bandit and royalist pig, Carrasco. He will never offer you the mercy you are receiving now.
I felt the thrill of sudden relief surge through me. Maria had put out her hand and grasped mine as Popchek was speaking. Joseph sat upright, his eyes fixed on the partisan leader, hardly able to believe what he was hearing. For many hours, Joseph had thought of himself as a dead man. Popchek and two of his men led us out to the room he was using as a command headquarters. He signed the safe conduct passes and gave them to us.
Have a safe journey. It is 90 kilometers to the entrance of Rajak Pass, as you call it. Travel by night across Carrasco's territory.
Can I have the map Ubak drew up for
me? Yes, the map. Yeah? I wanted to keep it as a souvenir of a dear and old friend. Yes, here it is. Let me show you something. Look, you are here. 20 kilometers to the north, you are in Carrasco zone. Another 30 kilometers, and you're out of it again, if you hurry. I advise you to continue your journey without stopping.
We'll do that. And, thanks.
Grigori, give them back their weapons and supplies.
Yes, comrade.
The women have put fresh bread and cheese in your bags, and the water bottles have been filled. I have detailed that man, Grigori, to guide you as far as the river.
You're an amazing fellow, Popchek. One minute you want to execute us, and the next you can't do enough to help.
The supplies your people are sending by air tonight will more than make up for my grievances. Goodbye. May you have a safe journey.
As we set out from the large camp of red partisans, I felt stiff from lack of sleep. Joseph and Maria were the same, but we kept on, winding our way through narrow valleys between innumerable low wooded hills. At first, Grigori kept well ahead of us, as though he feared verbal contact. But as the day wore on, he gradually relaxed until we marched together. At one point, we were confronted by a ragged band of heavily armed men. Grigori explained who we were, and our passes were produced. The men waved us on and melted back into the landscape. The sun came low on the hills. Our weariness had faded, and our energy felt renewed.
Paul, I must say what I feel.
Say whatever you like, Maria.
I know that you and Joseph will disagree, but I think it would be best to avoid Carrasco's territory altogether.
We've already had this out, Maria. You know it'll add more than 2 days to the journey.
But at least we will reach Rajak Pass safely.
And too late.
See the river?
Yes. Where's the bridge?
About 2 kilometers east. We must stay here until it gets dark. Carescu's men will be watching from the opposite bank as far as the bridge. If we climb this hill, you can get a good view.
The hill was no more than 100 meters in height, but from it was a perfect view of the narrow river and the distant stone bridge. As we watched, we were able to see a group of 10 men winding their way along the far bank to stand at the bridge. They were well armed, and most certainly part of Carescu's partisan army. I hoped they would be gone when it grew dark. While I waited, I wondered about Major Ramsden's force. Was it being hard-pressed or harried by the German SS troops, or was he managing to outpace them?
Lieutenant Weser, come in here, if you please.
Yeah, Herr Major.
Close the door behind you.
I was debriefing Lieutenant Schmidt, who has just returned from his patrol.
Schmidt? Ah. He's the one who penetrated east to confirm the position of the fugitives.
Yeah, Herr Major. He ran into a group of partisans who were guarding a passage through the valley. He lost 3 men, but he put them to flight.
I wonder.
Yeah?
Do you think it is possible that Major Ramsden has taken these partisans as allies?
It seems likely. 2 separate ambushes within minutes of each other is a difficult coincidence to swallow, if they were not prearranged. And the landmines the partisans used were of British manufacture.
Yeah, it does seem likely. So we could be taking on a larger force than we expected. Sit down, Lieutenant.
Danke schön. The partisan group must number at least 100. That will bring Major Ramsden's force up to 300.
250, Weser. Remember, he has a lot of women and children from the internment camp in his column. Such a small force, yet they have done us so much damage. But I won't give them a chance to ambush again, my dear Weser. Oh, no.
Their desperation gives them strength.
Yeah, I will take that into account. But with all that, they are no match for a battalion of dedicated Waffen-SS. What did HQ say when you radioed in my report?
The clerk in General Ziegler's office said the pursuit must be continued and concluded with all haste.
All right. Here's my strategy for tomorrow. Now look at this map.
Yeah?
Here we are in Komasek. The Englander will be certain to stop for the night, which will place him here.
Yeah.
Say, 17 kilometers ahead of us. Now look at the contours. They will have hills on either side.
I see.
Those hills will be their undoing. At 9 this evening, you will dispatch 3 Sturmgruppen of 500 men each.
Yeah.
The first will occupy the high ground to the north, another to the south.
Yeah.
The third Sturmgruppen will take up a position here at the western end of the valley to prevent the enemy from moving ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
At first light, Sturmgruppen 1 and 2 will open fire on them with machine guns and mortars. They will panic and move forward, so running into Sturmgruppen 3. Is that all clear so far, Lieutenant?
Yeah. They will be hemmed in on 3 sides.
Precisely. An hour before dawn, I will move forward with my main force and roll right through them. By 8 tomorrow morning, they will no longer exist. What do you think, Weser?
They cannot escape. It will be as you say. The enemy will no longer exist.
Good. So let us have a drink while we go into the finer details.
It is after 9 o'clock.
Yes, but there is still danger. If you look over by the bridge, you will see a light sometimes flickers. Carisco's men are still there.
I have seen it too. Paul, we can follow this side of the river west.
No,
and then...
Maria, no. I won't skirt Carisco's territory. It has to be crossed, and it must be done tonight.
If you are careful, it should not be difficult once you have crossed the bridge. If you carry on for half a kilometer, you will come to a narrow stream running north. Follow it all the way. It is very shallow and easy to follow.
Do you have anything to fear from Carrescu, Maria?
We should all fear Carrescu. Even Pavcek warned you about him.
The man is an ignorant animal.
Oh, I know. But we must beware of him. And I sense that Maria has a better reason than they do.
What do you mean, Josef?
Since we left Ubak's house, you've tried to stop us from crossing his territory.
Because I know the man's reputation. It is as Grigori has told you. He's an ignorant animal. An ex-mountain bandit. A murderer of women and children.
All right, Maria, keep calm. I understand. Grigori, we can't sit on top of this hill all night. Somehow we must cross that bridge.
Perhaps there's a boat we can row across.
All the boats are kept on the other side. Very well. Let us get closer to the bridge and see what can be done.
We clambered down the hill to the riverbank and silently walked to a place among the trees no more than 50 meters from the old stone bridge. For a while we watched. In the distance we heard an occasional voice and a laugh. Sometimes a torch would flash its beam of light across the bridge. One thing was certain. Carrescu's men had been detailed to guard the bridge. I wondered if they knew of our coming. And if so, how?
I think they are watching for you.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Grigori. And they're not making a secret of their presence either.
It is not usual for them to guard the bridge unless they're expecting an attack from our men.
Does it happen often?
Not so much in the last few months. The Germans have kept us very busy. The last time was 3 weeks ago when we crossed the bridge and captured some supplies that had been dropped to them from British planes. Carrescu was very angry. He fought in these hills for 5 days.
You Yugoslavs and your politics.
We take them very seriously.
Yes, I know. And that's what's wrong.
I think you had better keep your voices lower.
Yes, voices carry far at night. I think I might be able to help you to cross.
How?
Do you see that long shadow to the right of the bridge?
The light isn't good, but... Yes. What is it?
A low wall. If you can get to it without being seen and take cover, I will fire across the river at the monarchist pigs.
Well, that'll give us away, and they might just take cover and return your fire.
No, you don't understand them as I do. Josef and Maria do. Every Yugoslav has a streak of foolhardy heroism built into his heart. They will know it is only one gun being fired at them, and they will race across the bridge and try to capture me.
Some of them may.
Grigori is right, Paul. They will all rush over and only realize how impetuous it was later. When they are chasing after Grigori, we can cross and reach the stream before they come back.
With Grigori as a prisoner?
No one will catch old Grigori, comrades.
You sure?
I was born not 3 kilometers from here. I know every hillock and rock. Well, why do you hesitate?
All right, let's do it. We'll go one by one. First you, Joseph, and keep to the shadows. Now go on, run.
There is little chance of being seen by them. These monarchists gossip like farm wives.
Yeah. Right. He's made it. All right, Maria, it's your turn.
Right.
Well, Grigori, thanks for your help. And for the help to come.
It will be a pleasure to shoot at them. Now go. I will count to 50 and then open fire from this position.
Once again, thanks, Grigori. That's quite a run.
That's right. You can see the side of the bridge clearly.
If they run across, we can shoot them down like mad dogs.
Yeah, I know you'd like that, Maria. But just be thankful for the chance to get across.
What is Grigori doing? He's finding a place to...
There's your answer.
They're shooting back at him.
Yes, and here's a hundred, six of them.
And another three behind.
Eight all together.
More. Everything depends on it, Joseph. Watched the 8 men run across the bridge to our side. Some of them stopped to fire at the trees to our left, and then they split up and ran along the riverbank and out of sight. We waited for a minute, and then jumped over the wall and onto the bridge. As I ran across it, I expected to be met by a hail of machine gun fire, but old Grigori had been right. They were all playing at heroes. We reached the far side and plunged into a verge of trees. It took a minute to catch our breaths, and then we struck north to find the stream Grigori had told us of. An hour later, we found it. Keep your torch shining downwards on the map, Joseph.
All right, all right.
That's right. Now, look, here's the river, and the bridge is here.
Yes, I got it.
Now, here, you can see the stream very faintly marked.
Grigori is right. It leads us directly north.
30 kilometers to go before we're clear of Carescu's gang. I call it a good 10 hours walking.
8 in the morning. More than 2 hours traveling by daylight.
That is so, but most of Carescu's force is concentrated in the south.
Yeah, I think we'll be virtually in the clear by dawn. Well, shall we get started?
What is it, Vesa?
It was for us, Herr Major.
Oh, I wish HQ would leave us alone. Don't they realize it's nearly midnight and uncivilized of them? What was the message?
I am to stand by for a special message in the Folksung code.
Oh, one of those. The general must be getting edgy and security conscious. You know, Vesa, I'll bet everything I own that the British broke the Folksung code months ago. Do I have to listen to the confounded noise all night?
Nein, Herr Major. If you wish me to sit by the receiver wearing headphones...
Don't bother, Vesa. Here, have another drink. And then I shall go to bed. Tomorrow will be a busy day.
With all due respect, Herr Major, I think you had better wait for the general's message before you retire.
Yeah, of course. I shall give it an hour. After that, you will have to wake me. You surprise me, Lieutenant Vesa.
I do?
So much energy. Don't you ever feel tired?
Yeah, but I have trained myself to sleep no more than 5 hours.
Less than 8. I feel like a corpse.
By midnight, Joseph, Maria, and I were beginning to feel exhausted. Yet we had to keep going like machines, one foot before the other, one foot before the other. At times we were able to walk on the bank of the stream. At others we had to wade, stumbling over moss-covered rocks. Our actions had become so automatic that we became careless. We were wading through ankle-deep water at the time.
That sound, something that you hear, Paul.
No, what sound?
It was an owl.
It was an owl hoot, but it was a poor one. Please do stop.
What are you getting at?
It was not a real owl. I think we should take cover for a while.
There it is again.
Yeah, okay, let's go into the trees.
It's Joseph. He's been hit.
Quick, run to the side. Hurry, girl. Joseph. Joseph.
I'm here.
Quickly, into the trees.
Joseph?
It's no good. He's dead.
We must hide, Paul.
I don't know.
We must. If Carisco's men...
Shut up, Maria. There are too many of them. We're being fired on from every side.
No, Paul. Not again. You don't mean to surrender?
If we die playing heroics, so will those people who are marching to Rajik Pass.
I refuse. You can stand here, but I'm leaving you.
Go, then. Go while you've got a chance.
Come with me, Paul, please.
No, I'll keep them busy while you get clear. If you succeed, make for Rajik Pass and warn Major Ramsden.
Well, goodbye, Paul.
I'll see you. Now move it.
I really did love you, Paul.
For the love of heaven, go! I watched her fade into the shadows, then walked out into the open beside the stream. I saw several dark shadows of men closing in towards me. I flashed my torch.
Identify yourself.
Lieutenant Paul Sale of British Military Intelligence.
Throw down your weapons and put your hands on your heads.
I did as I was told. Rough hands searched me, and then I was marched off. The leader detailed some of the men to go after the one who had escaped. For the second time in 2 nights, I'd been taken prisoner by our so-called allies.
Herr Major. Herr Major.
Oh, what is it, Lieutenant?
The message from HQ, it has come.
Is it so important? You wouldn't know, would you?
I have put it on your desk.
Is it a long one? I don't want to spend all night deciphering a lot of political diet.
It is a short one, Herr Mayor, and transmitted for your immediate attention.
Oh, it must be political, then. If it were an urgent military matter, they would leave it until tomorrow. Such is the mentality of our masters. Sit down, Fraser, while I finish decoding. The more I read of it, the crazier it sounds. Or does it? Perhaps someone at HQ was woken up.
Shall I pour you a drink, Mayor?
No, I must have my wits about me. GKX. Yes, I cannot find GKX in the code book.
Would you like me to look
here? 999, the code is confidential. Ah, here it is. Yeah. Lieutenant, perhaps one small drink. You will need one as well.
Is it so bad, Herr Mayor?
It depends on the way I look at it. Briefly, it tells me to call off my pursuit of the escaped prisoners and proceed directly east to Korvesekin. I am to put myself under the command of General Krugel.
The Vulture?
Yeah. That is what his friends call him, anyway.
By noon tomorrow, we will have mopped up Major Ramsden's fugitives and...
This message is headed urgent, immediate.
Now? Are you thinking of calling off the assault?
Before I answer that question, I want you to tell me something. Did you acknowledge receipt of this signal?
I am to acknowledge after you have deciphered it, Herr Mayor.
So, the coded version could have been received by any of my men.
Yeah, that is so.
Fraser, go and bring me the Mauser pistol from beside my bed.
What are you going to do, Herr Mayor?
You will approve, I hope. Now, come with me to the radio transmitter.
Mayor, I don't see how...
What would happen if we were suddenly attacked by the partisans, perhaps even mortared? If this schoolhouse received a direct hit, the radio would be destroyed, would it not?
Yeah,
if I aim this mouse at the radio transmitter and fire so... will also be destroyed. Am I correct?
Yeah, Herr Mayor.
Now I cannot receive or send messages, nor do I have any knowledge of the coded signal. You will write a report that at 10 minutes after one, we were subjected to a minor attack from Yugoslav terrorists. They were quickly dealt with. Unfortunately, our radio equipment was destroyed and the operator killed.
Yeah, I will do it, Herr Mayor. But I don't understand how this...
I want you to send a patrol ahead with instructions for the Sturmgruppen to return without making contact with the enemy. You will have to do it immediately while there's still time.
Yeah, Herr Mayor.
You still look puzzled, Lieutenant Weser. Think. We are ordered to a front which the Russians are rolling back like an old carpet. If we destroy Major Ramsden's people, I am duty-bound to return to HQ. However... if we continue with my original plan of merely shadowing them to Rajak Pass, it could take many days, even weeks, before I succeed in getting their surrender.
And the signal was never received?
Oh, it was received, certainly. Unfortunately, the man who received it was killed in the terrorist attack. And now that we have no direct communication with HQ, I am continuing to carry out my original orders. Which is better for us all, Lieutenant. The Yugoslav countryside or facing the Bolshevik hordes?
The answer is obvious, Herr Mayor. Let me send your orders ahead to the Sturmgruppen.
The Veil of Darkness was written by Ron Evans, produced by Yolan Dottman, and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Springbok 930 Dossier, dramatized for broadcasting and brought to you on Springbok Radio.